This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Hi, it's Claire Kimball here, founder of The Squiz. One of the things that you've told us time and time again is that you appreciate how we do the news, but also appreciate the fun and the quirky bits and pieces too. So I wanted to let you know that we have a weekly newsletter called The Saturday Squiz. It's the week in news, but it also has recommendations of great recipes, books, TV shows, podcasts, and so much more. So grab your phone, go on, and head to thesquiz.com.au to sign up. We're the shortcut to the news and so much more. That link is also in your episode notes.
Good morning, I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
It's Thursday the 28th of March. In your Squiz today, a crackdown on crime in Alice, the detainee debate continues, inflation holds steady, and some creative hangover cures. This is your Squiz today. The NT government has declared an emergency situation in Alice Springs, Siobhan. It's after about 150 people were involved in a violent crime spree across the town on Tuesday afternoon. That prompted the NT Chief Minister Eva Lawler to launch a 14-day youth curfew, which started last night. What she says is the community have had enough and so have I.
Yeah, that curfew's hours have been set for 6pm to 6am each day. They're also sending an extra 58 police officers to the Red Centre temporarily to help the 23 officers already there. They're going to be tasked with keeping people under the age of 18 off the streets of Alice Springs' CBD in the curfew hours, and they'll have the power to take people under that age who are breaching the rules back to their homes or another safe space.
And as for what prompted all of this, Lawler said that Tuesday's violence was horrific, unacceptable, and we never want to see anything like that again. Reports say that the situation was linked to an Indigenous teenager dying when a stolen car crashed earlier this month.
Yeah, the NT Police Commissioner, Michael Murphy, said that, and this is his words, that led to the family feuds and that's what erupted in Alice Springs. But not everyone thinks the curfew is going to solve the problem. Alice Springs Mayor Matt Patterson has called for federal intervention right across the Northern Territory to deal with youth crime and antisocial behaviour, which he says is a national embarrassment. The situation has worsened there in recent years, and the Coalition's Indigenous Affairs spokesperson, Jacinta Numpa-Jimpa-Price, also drew attention earlier this week to a recent violent group attack on a 16-year-old girl in the town.
And what Patterson says is that despite federal financial help, like PM Anthony Albanese's $250 million package for the town last year, he says the NT is too immature as a jurisdiction to run themselves. But Lawler disagrees with that. She says her government is determined to get on top of the issues in Alice Springs. She'll visit the town today alongside the Territory's Police Minister, Brent Potter. So we're likely to hear more on this. Siobhan, we touched on the Albanese government's attempt to rush new immigration legislation through the parliament yesterday, but what happened instead is that the Coalition and the Greens shut it down.
Yeah, so the bill is all about ensuring the government has the power to deport people who refuse to return to their country of birth. Now, Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says it's bleedingly obvious why the laws are needed after last year's High Court ruling and with a new case kicking off next month that could see more detainees released. But what's changed since yesterday is the Coalition, which let the bill through the House of Representatives, but then helped block it in the Senate and flicked it over to a Senate committee.
Yeah, what the Coalition says is that the change of mind is because more time is needed to get across it. The committee is due to hand back a report on it by the 7th of May. Siobhan, the Bureau of Stats released new data yesterday. It showed the rate of inflation remained steady in February in Australia, with the Consumer Price Index staying at 3.4% for the third month in a row.
And that came as a bit of a surprise, Alice, because last month's Taylor Swift mania, which engulfed the country as her Eras tour rolled into Melbourne and Sydney, saw fans spend upwards of $558 million. And there were some predictions that that would deliver an inflation bump. But the minimal effect of all that spending by Swifties was offset by other Aussies who really reined in their travel and hotel spending after the peak Christmas period.
And as for what the experts think, one said that the result was only a touch better than feared. That's because the rate is still above the Reserve Bank's target of 2-3%. And that means the interest rate cuts that mortgage holders are holding out hope for could still be some way off. This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more. Regardless of where you are, there's always a lot of travel over the Easter weekend. But if you're in southeast Oz, it doesn't matter much if you're staying home or going somewhere this weekend. The Bureau of Meteorology says that it will be tricky to escape thunderstorms and heavy rain.
Yeah, it's really not what we want to hear ahead of a long weekend, is it?
No.
Those storms have left Territorians and Queenslanders soggy all week. And the bomb says that they're now headed for New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia as the remnants of Cyclone Megan and a low pressure trough move south. The bomb's also warning that the top end isn't off the hook just yet, as severe thunderstorms and flash flooding could see key transport routes cut off. Tasmanians look like they'll get off pretty lightly, though, with some light winds and patchy rain and temperatures in the low 20s, while Western Oz will be living it up with consistent temperatures around 30 degrees and lots of sun, those lucky bunnies.
Siobhan, that was a great weather report from you.
Thank you.
And speaking of the mercury, New South Wales, Victoria, South Oz and the ACT will enjoy some average temps in the mid-20s. So I'm thinking it will be more brollies than barbecues this weekend.
Yeah, I think so.
If you are locked inside this weekend and you indulge in something a little harder than chocolate, a few celebrities have given some unsolicited advice for their best hangover cures. Of course, Siobhan, we're not encouraging bad behaviour.
Never.
But if anyone does find themselves pulling up a bit dusty, perhaps you'd like David Beckham's hot tip. He reckons an Alka-Seltzer before bed and a bacon sandwich in the morning is the way to go.
That does sound pretty good, Alice, I can't lie. And it's certainly preferable to Nigella Lawson's nightmarish prairie oyster, which is, get this, a raw egg yolk topped with Tabasco, Worcester sauce, brandy and vinegar. Yikes. Which apparently you have to down in one gulp, she says. No doubt, because that's the only way to get it down. But for something a little more wholesome, star baker Paul Hollywood makes his own bread and butter pudding, which sounds like the perfect stodge to me.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't know about baking something if you feel that crook, but I do admire his efforts. I reckon I'd just go for Dame Joan Collins' advice, which is to stay in bed for as long as possible with a bucket load of water.
That sounds good at any time.
It's a good day for a shortcut, Siobhan, and you and Alex have a very timely episode out today.
Yes, we do, Alice, because it's all about the global chocolate crisis. What crisis, I hear you say? Well, it turns out the whole industry is in a bit of a state, and that is due to cocoa crops not growing well at all due to climate change and some very unpleasant home truths about the use of child labour that is widespread throughout the industry. The episode is a bit heavy at times, I can't lie, but Alex and I also give you some suggestions about how all of us chocoholics can make a positive impact for Easter and beyond.
You can find that in the Squiz Today feed in your podcast app. And just a quick note that we are taking the long weekend off, so we will be back with you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everyone, and thank you for listening. We'll speak to you again next week.
Hi there, it's Bryce Corbett here from Squiz Kids. It's been a big couple of weeks for news, and one thing that's emerged is the increasingly concerning role that mis- and disinformation are playing in the wake of big news events. It's why there's never been a more important time for our kids to be taught to be critical consumers of media. It's also why we created NewsHounds, a fun 8-part podcast series with accompanying classroom workbook to teach primary school kids how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. It's already being used in over 2,000 classrooms around the country. To make sure the kids in your life are among them, get their teacher to head to squizkids.com.au and sign up for a free account. You're very welcome.